Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell lots of games, but I do love to talk about games and merchandise, specifically video game merchandise, because there's just not that much of it. There should be more. There will be this year, but I can't talk about that yet. Anyway, downloads this week. PlayStation 4, The Banner Saga, you can get that. Tharsis, Gone Home, Console Edition, Dogchild, and Assassin's Creed Chronicles India. You can also get the PS2 game Ark the Lad, Twilight of the Spirits. Xbox One owners can grab Hyperdrive Massacre, Cubot, The Complexity of Simplicity, Unepic, Rebel Galaxy, Assassin's Creed Chronicles India, and The Banner Saga. Wii U owners can grab Space Hulk, Wicked Monsters Blast HD Plus, The Perplexing Orb, and Near-Earth Objects. But the real excitement, which you gotta trust me on this, I just played through it again last year, I love this game and I want to play through it again, Wii U got a port of the Game Boy Advance game Metroid Zero Mission. Metroid Zero Mission is a basically 32-bit 2D remake of the original NES Metroid. Unless they changed it, you can also unlock the original NES Metroid as part of the game. So it's $8. It's really good. I don't know if they're ever going to make another 2D Metroid game. It seems like that art has left the universe, sadly. Despite being the greatest video game series of that era, there's just not much going on new with it. Well, it's up there with Castlevania. They're both very, very good. You need them. They're going to make your life better. But if you have a Wii U and you haven't played Metroid Zero Mission and you think you like the idea of Metroid games, try it. It's good. Nintendo 3DS added Slice It and a train simulator based on the toy trains Lionel City Builder 3D Rise of the Rails.
On sale at Entertainment Earth.
We've got the Surreal Sale. You can grab great stuff, buy one, get one 40% off. We got bed and bath items, barware and cookie jars, mugs and more from just about everything. Deadpool, Avengers, Pac-Man, Attack on Titan, Adventure Time, Sonic the Hedgehog, Marilyn Monroe, and a bunch of other things. Check it out, but hurry, because this sale ends Tuesday. We added a lot of new pre-orders this week, and my enthusiasm cannot be contained for the latest from the Good Smile Company. I ordered the deluxe version of this item. I recommend you do the same. Even if you don't think you want it. You do, you just don't know it yet. The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds, Link Deluxe Version Figma Action Figure. There's a regular version too, it's a little bit cheaper, doesn't have as many accessories. You want the deluxe version. It's the 3DS Zelda game that was based on the Super Nintendo A Link to the Past game, but updated. He's got a hookshot, he's got bombs, he's got a pot, he's got a rupee, he's got one of them little things you go around and collect and you trade for new stuff. You need to play this game if you haven't played it. It's a really, 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 really good Zelda game, and I haven't been super enamored with Zelda since it became a 3D game, but this is it's a 2D game, there's no getting around it, but it's really good. And now there's a figure based on it. It looks like old school Zelda art, basically, so I'm very, very, very happy to have put my money in for this one, meaning I probably lost a paycheck this week because of all the crap I bought, but that's the fun of the business. You can also get the Okamiden Amaterasu, I haven't played the game, I'm sorry, quarter-scale statue, and the Terminator 2 T-800 video game 7-inch action figure from NECA. We have a lot of other new games going up, game toys going up, games not so much, on our website every day, so you can check out Space Invaders stuff, you can check out Pac-Man, Mario, Metroid, Zelda. I wish we had Goonies 2 stuff, but I wasn't able to make that happen. Someday. But keep listening to the show. I'll tell you about the great stuff as we find it. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Hopefully it's filled with whatever it is you want to do. That's the best I can hope for anybody. So I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Check out our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com, and you can complain at me if you like on Twitter at Adam16Bit, because I got nothing else to do. See you guys next time, and don't forget to check our website. We added a ton of new Hasbro items overnight. If you are into Marvel, Star Wars, or Transformers, there may be something for you. See you next time.